Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Taxpayer money provided to DOD is intended to provide for our national defense and our national security, not to promote and support the Biden administration's radical and immoral pro-abortion agenda.
While debating the 2024 National Defense Authorization Act, Texas Republican Representative Ronnie Jackson attached an amendment limiting abortion access in the military. It passed by a vote of 221 to 213, though this was just one of several controversial amendments added to this legislation. Another amendment passed on a party-line vote bans military health plans from covering gender transition surgeries and gender-affirming hormone therapy. The addition of these pieces of legislation set up a partisan fight between Republicans and Democrats over the bill's passage by both houses of Congress. Meanwhile, Tennessee's law banning gender-affirming care for transgender youths is now in effect. This was the first time a federal court allowed a ban on gender-affirming care to take effect after such bans were blocked in five other states. Along with prohibiting doctors from providing this care, it also requires trans youth to end care within 9 months of the law taking effect. This gives them until March 2024. While there are plans to fight this ruling, Lucas Cameron Vaughn with the ACLU of Tennessee says this is heartbreaking for transgender youth in the state.
Court of Appeals has allowed the law to take effect, which will cause harm to transgender youth and their families in Tennessee because they're going to have to leave the state for their medical care.
While testifying before the House Subcommittee on Climate Agenda, Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry was questioned about his own carbon footprint. Specifically, Florida Republican Representative Mike Waltz questioned how Kerry could own a private plane while promoting a better climate future for Americans. A 2022 study finds the number of private flights increased at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, leading to a 23% increase in CO2 emissions. However, Kerry noted the plane was his wife's, and that he's flying commercial.
I have flown five times in the last 2.5 years on Milair, which you also fly on, sure. And or some of you who travel fly on, five times. Otherwise, all of my trips are commercial.
Women's rights advocates are fighting measures banning certain courses in Florida colleges. Senate Bill 266 calls for a college and university course review. This could mean classes including theories that systemic racism, sexism, oppression, and privilege are inherent in the institutions of the United States and were created to maintain social, political, and economic inequities could be barred. Carsonia Wise Whitehead with the National Women's Studies Association says it's troubling to see curriculum banning gaining such traction.
There is something very disturbing about seeking to control a place that's designed to teach you how to think creatively, which is the higher ed environment.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.